Om Shanti. Good morning. The song was about Brahma Baba, and the Murali today is about Brahma Baba, because it's the 18th January Murali of the year 2000. And it seems that there was a very special group that had been called to Madhuban, because usually on these occasions there are specific groups that go. Others can also go if they want to tolerate the cold, but especially invitation to some. And this is the group of the original jewels, the dadis, and also the original jewels of service, which means those who came in the 50s. The dadis all came 36, 37, 38, around then. And then when service started in Bharat, then from 51, 52 onwards, some service, but then through the 50s, first one to come was Jagdish Bhai, and then others, and then people like Moini Didi, Suresh Didi, all of them came. So Baba calls them the group of the original jewels of service. And so it's this group that's gathered together. And so you can imagine it's a very, very powerful Murali. And you'll hear the whole Murali properly later. But the song was talking about Brahma Baba's disinterest and renunciation, and how he became the example in whose footsteps we follow if we want to have total renunciation. It's a long song, but that was the refrain. And it's true. To have everything, material and spiritual. He was a scholar of the Vedas, of the Gita, of all the different scriptures. And also emotional. A lot of love, a lot of respect from everyone. Regarded as a senior of the community. And then to renounce all of that. And not even just one step at a time, but everything, everything. And the first thing that went was respect, because people were being touched, they were coming, they wanted purity, and you know the whole story. To renounce anything else is okay, but when you've enjoyed the respect and the love of everyone around you, and suddenly that's withdrawn, and not just withdrawn, but rather then there's a lot of wrong allegations and a lot of mistrust about everything you're doing, total misunderstanding and animosity and even anger. So all of that Baba gave up at a stroke and just belonged to one. And so Brahma Baba and his renunciation, and as a result of that, the pure tapasya that Brahma Baba did, that has created Madhuban, and so the foundation of Madhuban. And of course now we would say that Madhuban, the complex, extends to everywhere. But still, when we go to Pandav Bhavan, and many of us have the fortune of staying there, and now it's going through big renovation, but Baba's talking about Madhuban and how whoever comes to Madhuban, even if they don't become Brahmins, because sometimes we have guests there too, but they carry away some inspiration for transformation. And of course, Brahmins who come there are inspired to intensify their efforts and really have deeper yoga, but also total renunciation. So Brahma Baba, the first example, and yes, Baba's acknowledged that after Brahma Baba, all the dadis, the original jewels, also did a lot of tapasya there, but the first one was, of course, Brahma Baba. But Baba's not just talking about the past and what we learn from Brahma Baba, or even the dadis, or then the next generation, the original jewels of service, and they're still around, many of them. But Baba's also telling us what it is we need to do. Since the last Murali, we've been hearing about Brahma Baba's concern. I won't say impatience, but it's a concern. When are children going to be ready? When is it going to be time to go home? When are all the bhagats going to be freed from their suffering? This is what came up last week, and again today, Baba's mentioning this. And the answer that Shiv Baba is giving in terms of what it is children need to do, and Baba's given a few answers, and one of them is that when we become, all of us together, the embodiment of renunciation and tapasya, then the service that will happen will be such that it draws everyone's attention to God. But the other thing that Baba's mentioned is ekagrata, concentration, focus. And I remember at one time the question had come up with Dadi Janki, and she had mentioned that there are two other qualities that are needed before you can get to the stage of concentration. And the Hindi words are interesting. One was antarmukta, and then ekant priya, then ekagrata. You can see the connection of the three words. And so the first one, antarmukta. To what extent am I distracted by the things I see and hear? And probably for most people, not Brahmins, but for most people out there, 95% of our time is just seeing, listening, watching, and that's it. That's what life is about. Everything focused outside. And all the distractions of social media and all the video games and things that have been created stimulate all of this even further. They want you to be out there. And Baba's answer is very different. Go inside. Let go, let go, let go, let go. And so connected very much with antarmukta, turning inwards, introversion, basically soul consciousness, but very specifically going inside, it means that I have to renounce the things there. And Baba's not saying become a sannyasi, Baba's not saying give up the world in that sense, but I have to see, what is it that's distracting me? Whatever it is I need to do, I get on with that, but there are 1,000 distractions around us in so many different ways. So can I make sure that I'm not being distracted either by all the things that go on in Kali Yuga, or the devices that Kali Yuga has given us, or even within the Brahmin family, what other people are doing and saying? So often, much of our time is taken up by what are others doing and saying. At first it might be Laukik family, but then further on it's what the Alaukik family is saying and doing. And so, antarmukta, to watch my thoughts and see, where are my thoughts going? Is it out there? And if it's out there, then when am I going to spend time looking inside and bringing about the checking and changing that Baba wants me to have? And so first step, antarmukta. And the second step, ekant priya, the one who loves solitude. And again, I never heard the dadis say, I need time for myself. I need space for myself. I need to go away to do this or that or the other. They used the early morning hours well, but also through the day. They were totally attentive about what was going on inside. And so to make, you saw, I'm not sure that I've told you this little story, but I'll share it now, and if you've heard it, that's fine. But someone was relating to me how they'd been with Daddy in Gyan Sarovar, Daddy Janki, and Daddy had a non-stop queue. And you all saw that sometimes the queue would start at 10 o'clock and it would carry on through till 3 o'clock. So many, many groups, individuals coming and all with their particular situations and some with issues and problems, but that was going on. And at the end of that, when the queue finished, the sisters went to get Daddy's lunch, and the sister was left alone with Daddy for a few moments, and she said to Daddy, Daddy, how do you find time to manage everything and take care of all of this? And here is Baba saying, don't have thoughts about others, but you're constantly dealing with what everyone else is doing. And so how do you do that? How do you not have thoughts of others? And Daddy's response was, but that's for you, not for me. And what she meant was that I'm not having waste thoughts about others. When Baba's saying don't think about others, it's about waste thoughts for others. I'm lifting them to the stage that Baba wants them to be at. I hear their problem, but I'm not going to think about their problem. I'm going to give them the response of how to deal with their problem, which is spirituality, which means moving upwards. So that's what I'm doing. So Baba's not telling me this, Baba's telling you this. you can see the change of perspective. But it meant that because the Daddies don't have waste thoughts, whatever it is they're thinking about is good wishes, pure thoughts, reaching out, giving benefit, they never got tired and they never lost their enthusiasm. When we lose our enthusiasm and get tired, it's because thoughts are out there. And so to stay inside and be able to generate the power and energy that one needs, that happens through attention. But then further, that's then also the way in which one can learn to concentrate, to focus totally. And so if I want to develop the power of silence, it's going to be through these two steps first, and then developing the power of concentration. How can I do that without practicing? And so maybe for a few minutes, gradually increasing that time and coming to the stage where, yes, truly, my thoughts are now focused on one, ekagrata. Thoughts focused on one, my thoughts being collected in the direction of one, accumulated. And if you think about how, if there's a pin that you're plugging in, so that your device gets charged. If one of the pins is loose and it doesn't quite fit the socket, is the energy going to flow? Is your device going to get charged? And so why is it that we feel we don't have the power we need, spiritual power, not power of control, not power over anyone else, but spiritual power, so that I'm ready to face whatever situation may come in front of me? I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I don't even know what this evening will bring. And I need to prepare myself by accumulating the power that God wants to give me, the spiritual power. And this is the only time in the whole kalpa that I can do this. Before that, we had no idea who is God. After that, after Sangam Yuga, again, we'll lose that understanding of who is God. And so this is the moment when, with that focus and attention and concentration and absolute connection with God, we can draw all God's power within ourselves. But also, when Baba sees that this is what I'm doing with honesty and integrity, then God's blessings also come in. And Baba's mentioned how God's blessings is also of spiritual power. And Baba's playing with the word willpower and will. And so when Brahma Baba left, then the willpower that was the will, that he, the legacy that he handed to the dadis in particular, but also Baba saying the seniors who were the jewels of service at the beginning. So these souls were able to receive that power as God's blessing. But it's not restricted only to them. It's also something that's available to all of us today. If Baba sees me making that pure effort with attention, then God is pleased with an honest heart. And so that honest effort means that Baba then is able to bless me with more power. And one is my effort, but the other is God's blessing. And so that willpower, the power of will, but also just all the powers, all of that is available. So that's one aspect of the Murali that's preparing us for the final moments. Today also, every day I need that spiritual power. How many situations do you find yourself in which more tolerance is needed, more cooperation is needed, clearer discernment is needed? So we need all of that today, but it's also a preparation. The more I practice, the greater my intensity, my focus, and the more power I get. The other thing that Baba's mentioned is also very lovely, and that is Baba's mentioned the unity of the original jewels and the jewels of service, and not just within each other, but also all together. And in the year 2000, of course, most of the dadis were still around. It's afterwards that we saw the dadis leave quickly, one after another. But the year 2000 and all the dadis present, and Baba's congratulated them on their unity. And one aspect that's very much part of that unity, one says and the other one agrees. Ek ne kaha, dusre ne mana. And it's truly something we observed within the dadis, definitely, but also later on within the original jewels who, of service, who are still around. And so Baba was saying that because of their unity, service in the family has grown. And of course, from 1969, where it was 400-something centers, to the year 2000, where it was probably about 5,000 centers. I was just hearing the other day, every year in India, there's probably around 300 more centers being created. Just in Bharat. And of course, this is why if you go from A to B anywhere in Bharat now, there'll be lots of flags that you'll see as you travel. Literally, as you go along, you'll see a flag here, you'll see a flag here. Shiv Baba's flag. I don't mean the flag of India, but Shiv Baba's flag. And you ask the people in the car, is there a center there? Then they'll say, yes, there is, but we don't have time for you to stop now. We have to go to the next place. But whether it's little centers or big centers, but a place for Baba. So every year, 300 plus centers being added on. And the foundation, the power of unity, and the respect for each other's ideas. Ek ne kaha, dusre ne mana. One says, the other one agrees. And of course, you saw how Dadi Janki would not take a decision without consultation. Yes, she would also ask Dadi Gulzar to bring back a message from Baba, but that happened less and less. And mostly everybody understood that Baba is now saying, and so often when Baba would be asked a question about service, Baba would say, have you discussed it with others? That was the fixed line from Baba. And if somebody hadn't discussed it with others, that would be the signal, go back, talk to them. And if they had discussed it and they said to Baba yes, then Baba would ask them, do they agree? And if they said no, then Baba wasn't going to override that, never. Baba would then say, okay, go back and discuss it once more. And so everything in the Yajna was being done with consultation after 1969. And that continues till today. And so, big lesson for all of us, in this family, in our Lokic family, wherever, at workplace, is it by consultation? And if it is, then it means that it's going to be better than one person's idea. One person will always see things from one perspective. Consult, and you have everybody's input, and the best comes from that. And if there are things happening that are not of the best, it's because of lack of consultation. So Baba's talking about listening to each other with love, with respect, and then working together in harmony. And so that's been the foundation of the Yajna. Dadi Janki is sitting thousands of miles away, and no WhatsApp at that time. It was long distance calls, and first it used to be through the operator in Abu, and later on you could dial directly. But even if it took us half a day, because we were not always able to get lines, she would not make a decision on her own. She would consult with the Dadis. And in particular, first it was Didi and Dadi, then later on it was Dadiji, and of course then Dadi Gulzar, Baba. But what it's telling us today is the same, that our unity happens through consultation, through respect, through regard for each one. And yes, Baba's work is coming almost to a close. That's a reality. A lot of the tree has been served, just a little bit more to go. And that's going to happen with the power of silence, our focus, our concentration. I was seeing the connection between the unity and the concentration. And it's interesting because that also is ekta. And so antarmukta, introversion, ekant priya, love for solitude, ekant, to go into the depths of one in solitude, and then ekagrata, focusing on one, and then ekta. The more personally, individually, we're making this inner effort for silence, for concentration, to develop that power so that then Baba's light can reach out to the world, the greater the unity. And so it's beautiful to see how one thing leads to another, to another, to another, to another. And where there isn't introversion, then thoughts are scattered out there. How can there be unity? We're going off at a tangent here and there and everywhere. But antarmukta, and yes, first step towards creating unity. So powerful, beautiful, Murali. And I'm not sure if there are announcements. Yes? No? Okay. No. But what I'd just like to do is to ask the people who are here, who were on the retreat in Oxford, just to stand up. So wherever it is you're sitting, just stand up, the people from the international retreat. Okay. Welcome to London. Welcome to the big family. Many from Singapore. And where else?
Canada.
Okay. Canada and Singapore. And welcome. Imagine coming from Singapore and Canada for a few days retreat at GRC. It's a long journey. And also there's a group from Holland. Those who wish to stand up, you don't all have to, but if the group from Holland could stand up. And so the group from Holland, and most of them, I think in fact all except one, are here in Global House for the first time. So clap for you.